Haines' second annual Winterfest is coming up at the end of the month. Here's a preview of the races, games, and food slated for the festival February 24th and 25th.
It was a well-attended event last year, and I think it'll be bigger this year.
That's Southeast Alaska State Fair Director Jessica Edwards. The fair is one of several Haines groups organizing the weekend event. Last year was the first for Winterfest, though not all the activities are new. One winter race did make its debut in 2017, the Coot to Cat Alpine Adventure Race.
It doesn't depend too much on weather because you can just pick your mode of transport. It's a human-powered race. Get over the top and, you know, make the correct waypoints, and I think that's all that's involved. Are you going to do it again?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The trek up, over, and down Mount Rapinski is coming back this year with a slight rebranding. Now it's the Cat to Coot. It starts at 8 a.m. on the Saturday of the festival.
They're going to start on the Chilcat side and go over to the Chilcoot side.
Race organizer Lindsay Johnson says the decision to race in the opposite direction was made for both fun and safety. She says participants will now be going up the steeper, dry, sunny side of the mountain, and they'll come down the mellower, snowier side. The plan is to summit the mountain before descending to the finish line on Lutac Road, where shuttles will be waiting to bring racers back to the fairgrounds. But Johnson says depending on weather, that midway checkpoint could be moved away from the summit of the mountain. Meanwhile, other games and activities will be taking place at the fairgrounds.
So the fairs part of the weekend will be starting at 11. We'll have the Family Winter Games, which are fun events for all ages. They're free, and we'll pick events based on what the weather's doing.
Edward says there will be a variety of games.
We'll have some sort of biathlon, which is a shooting, target shooting with either skiing, biking, or running, depending on what we have on the ground to work with. And there'll be dog races, and if it's ice, cold weather for ice, we'll have hockey. If not, we'll throw a frying pan and do a distance competition with that, like a discus. Well, just a fun day.
And there will be warm food.
The other part of that event is that it is a chili cook-off, and so the fair will provide quite a bit of chili, but we ask for submissions from the community, and it's judged, and then the participants at Winter Games get to enjoy that as lunch.
The separate activities will come together on Saturday night.
That evening, we'll do the Telluride Mountain Film Festival. Mm-hmm. We'll start at 5:30, and that will be a time to watch those great films, but also we'll announce awards for the Coot to Cat, and we'll have sign-ups for the next day's event, which is the Miles Klaheny Ski Classic at 25 Mile.
The Miles Klaheny Ski Classic is an annual event. The 10K race starts at 1 p.m. Sunday, with kids' games before and a barbecue after. Edward says there may be one other event in the mix.
The Snowburners, Chilcat Snowburners, may be doing an event over the weekend, and they're just kind of waiting on conditions because mm-hmm. they can't run the machines if there's no snow. They overheat.
For updates on that and other events, Edward says the best place to look is the Visitor Center website or the Facebook pages of the organizations involved. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.